da di da di da da di da, da di da di da da di da. What do you hear over the air? CQ serenade. So you don't know just what it means. Dust your shoes off, shake out your jeans. Get on your feet, jump to the beat of CQ serenade.
Good evening, this is Kilo Delta Zero Charlie Delta Quebec. Mike here in sunny Kansas, and we are now going to begin the technician classes, the technician class via Echolink. Welcome to the outreach program sponsored by the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This program has been established to help those wishing to learn more about our hobby and further assist those wishing to obtain license status. This event will be on an in-depth course pertaining to what one should know when studying for a technician class license. This course will be conducted with two sessions weekly, which will be at 7 p.m. 2300 Zulu each Tuesday and at 7 p.m. 2300 Zulu each Sunday evening. For those that are not already licensed or wish either a refresher course or would just like to listen, please connect to our SCARS server at either Echolink node number 96140, IRLP node 9614, or All-Star node 27404, letting it drop. For those who are interested in obtaining a license for the first time, please contact Mike, KD0CDQ, via email at VOIP@SCARSVOIP, that's SCARSVOIP.com. To enroll in this class and be given directions as to the study material required and the manner you will be connected to this course. The material being presented is formatted from data obtained from the ARRL and is simply being forwarded in a presentation format by SCARS. Should anyone take issue to some of the technical statements made and in keeping with not interrupting the class and session, please convey your comments or suggestions to the outreach program at VOIP@SCARSVOIP.com. Again, let's take another nickel, take a pause. It should be mentioned that this course contains only the requirements pertaining to the United States Part 97 rules and does not include other requirements that may be found in foreign countries. Should any other country other than the United States wish to have their own licensing session on this server, please drop us an email at VOIP@SCARSVOIP.com. The session this evening will be recorded and posted on our website, and here's the website, www.SCARSVOIP, that's SCARSVOIP.com. Is there any message that has to be transmitted before we start our classes? Over. Okay, this evening we have two very able instructors. We have KY6V Gordon and K6SUN Kathy standing by to present the program. I believe the first question will be by Gordon, and if you look in the if you're watching it now in the sent box, I will put the question number. Okay, Gordon, take it away. KD0CDQ, back to you.
Okay, well, good evening, Mike. Thank you very much for that, sir, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being with us here tonight for the technician course that we're running here in the year of 2018. And before we start this evening, I'd like to cover some basic information regarding the course. First, and some of this has been mentioned already, it's a four-week course consisting of two classes, and that's two classes per week held on a Sunday and a Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. There will be two class instructors for each session, and normally speaking, the class lasts about an hour. The question pool for the exam consists of about 424 questions, and these are broken into 10 major categories. And as you study through these questions, there are several important factors to note. The number at the start of each question, such as T1 A as in alpha 01, that's T1A01, identifies the following. The T1 denotes the segment of the exam. The A denotes the subsection within that segment. And the number 01 denotes the specific question identification. Let me recharge everybody's timers here for a second. Okay, to the right of this number that I just mentioned, you'll find an alpha designator in parentheses. And this identifies the correct answer within the four choices that are supplied. And then again, to the right of that, you will find a reference number which denotes the place you can find the actual published rule or law in the FCC Part 97 main document. So that's important to know about and how to navigate. Your instructors throughout the classes here will be offering study guides to help you obtain your goals. So let's get started here and let's begin. Let me reset the timers, and I'm going to start with the first question, which will be the T1A01, starting right at the top. Okay, thank you for the pause. The first question reads, which of the following is a purpose of the amateur radio service as stated in the FCC rules and regulations? Now, they give you four choices here, A through D, and I'm not going to read them all off because there's only one that is correct, and that answer is C. So the question again, which of the following is a purpose of the amateur radio service as stated in the FCC rules and regulations? And the proper answer is advancing skills in the technical and communication phases of the radio art. I want to advise everybody here to make sure that you don't, and we're going to be saying this a half a dozen times or more through the course, don't memorize the alpha designator. They'll change that on you during the actual exam. The wording will be the same, question and answers, but they'll change the ABCDs around so that you don't memorize that designator. Let me buy a nickel. Okay, in this question, it should be understood here that the frequencies that you will be using have been given to you as a privilege. You do not own them. They have been made available for the reasons stated, and it is your obligation to use them in a wise and meaningful manner. Okay, we're going to take a break before I turn it over to Kathy here and let her pick up her first question of the evening. Any comments or questions on the first part here, please? KY6V for Southgars. Okay, pretty lady, front and center, please. Kathy? I think your first one is T1A02 from KY6V.
Well, thank you so much, Gord, and you are correct. My question is T1A02. First of all, I want to welcome everyone to our first session of the technician class and hope that everyone enjoys as you listen. But I want to reemphasize what Gordon was saying about not memorizing the alpha designator for the answer. But if you're sort of questioning what it could be, look for something in that question and something in that answer that gives you a clue, and just go that way. All right, my question reads, which agency regulates and enforces the rules for the amateur radio service in the United States? And I'll actually give you the choices and then tell you the correct answer, because they're very short. The first one is FEMA, F-E-M-A. The second is Homeland Security. The third one, which is C, is the FCC, which actually is the correct answer. And the final choice is all of these choices are correct. You know, and I always tell my students, if they can't figure the answer, a lot of times it's all of these choices are correct. But two questions here, and that was not the correct answer. So, the federal candy company, the FCC, Communication Commission are the boys. So with that, I'll throw it out there as well to see if there's any questions or comments from this question before I turn it over to Gordon. All right, hearing nothing, Gordon, yours is the next one, and I believe it's T1A11.
It is. Thank you, Kathy. T1A11, ladies and gentlemen, reads, when is willful interference to other amateur radio stations permitted? I want to read that again. It's very important. When is willful interference to other amateur radio stations permitted? And without reading you all of the four choices here, you can see that the proper answer is B as in Bravo, at no time. Absolutely no time. So, you know, the only thing I can say here is this is a no-no. If charged by the commission for interference, you know, you'll be charged, fined, and possibly lose your amateur operating license. So stay away from that. Don't get involved. It's costly, and it'll take away your privileges and a lot of things. Any questions on this? I think it's pretty straightforward, but or comments, please. KY6V for the technician course. Okay, Kathy, up with yours, please, KY6V.
All right, my question actually goes into the Bravo section. It's T1 Bravo 03, which reads, which frequency is within the 6-meter amateur band? And actually, I'm going to give you the correct answer. They're all in megahertz, but the correct answer is Bravo 52.525. megahertz. It's important here for you to have a reasonable understanding of what frequencies are allocated to which amateur band, and further, what frequencies within a particular band that you can operate with the license that you hold. So, once again, I'll throw it out there for any questions or comments before we move on. And, all ID, this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, along with KY6C. All right, hearing no questions, Gordon, yours is the next one, and I see it's also in the Bravo section, so it's up to you now.
Okay, Kathy, thank you, and my question is right along the same line as the one that you just presented. It's T1 Bravo 04, and it reads, which amateur band are you using when your station is transmitting on 146.52 megahertz? Let me read that again. Which amateur band are you using when your station is transmitting on 146.52 megahertz? Now, there's a number of answers here, but there's only one that's correct, and it's the first one that's listed. And that reads the 2-meter band. So this is the same comment, really, that Kathy had on the last question. But I'd like to add that we have supplied a band plan chart in your class material on the website. And I would suggest that you make a copy of that and keep it handy for your use. As time goes along, you're going to memorize most of this because of your operating practices. And you'll know what frequencies fall in which band, and you will also find what frequencies your particular license can be used on, because some of the bands share different license privileges for general and extra and along with technicians. So that's something to remember. Any questions on this, please, KY6V? Okay, I see we're still staying in Bravo. Go ahead, Kathy, KY6V.
This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. Yes, this is our last question in the Bravo. when I turn it over to Gordon. He'll actually be going into Charlie. But this is T1 Bravo 10, and it reads, which of the following HF bands have frequencies available to the technician class operator for radio, or that's RTTY, and data transmission? All of your answers are in meters, but I won't go through all of them. The actual correct answer is Delta D, 10 meters only. And like Gordon says, that copy of that band plan is a good reference. So make sure you have that handy. If you haven't printed it yet, that would be a good thing to do. As a teacher, I always say the more information you have for reference, the better you are. So with that, let me throw it out there and see if we have any comments or any questions before we move on. All right, hearing nothing, Gordon, I'm going to throw it your way, and you're actually going into the Charlie section. So it's your turn.
Yeah, we should have Mr. Pocono with us here tonight. Charlie, J-U-F, as we get into the Charlie section. Thank you, Kathy. T1C01, ladies and gentlemen. The question reads, for which license classes are new licenses currently available from the FCC? I'll read that one more time. For which license classes, plural, are new licenses currently available from the FCC? You have four choices here, A, B, C, and D. The correct choice on this is D as in Delta. Don't memorize the alpha designators for the reasons stated earlier. And the answer is technician, general, and amateur extra. Those are the current licenses that one can obtain from the FCC to get in and use the amateur frequencies. In the past, we've had a couple of others. They've come and gone. Some have been melded into the ones that we now have, but the only three that are currently in existence are the ones mentioned. And I'll leave it at that. I think that speaks for itself, Kathy, so I'm just going to roll it to you for the next one here, if you would. K6SUN from KY6V.
All right. My question is T1Charlie03, and it reads, what types of international communications is an FCC-licensed amateur radio station permitted to make? And let me read that once again. What types of international communications is an FCC-licensed amateur radio station permitted to make? And your answer is alpha, communications incidental to the purposes of the amateur radio service and remarks of a personal character. Let me read that again. Communications incidental to the purposes of the amateur radio service and remarks of a personal character. You will do fine if you keep your connected communications to areas of our hobby, weather and things of a personal nature, politics and subjects that are controversial place you in the gray area. And I'd actually say the red area. So with that, let me throw it out there for any comments or any questions before I throw it on to Gordon, who's actually going to go into Section D. All right, this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, KY6V. You're actually going to go into, I believe, Section D. So it's your turn.
Muchas gracias, senorita. I'm going to take a break here, ladies and gentlemen. I want to make a call out to Roger the Chief, W4RFJ, for a quick question. I just got two inbound emails from you, Roger, and I know that you're connected here to the course. If you're close to the microphone, is that something I should look at now, or can it wait, Roger? Over.
At your convenience. I'm just trying to keep myself awake.
Well, okay. you know, tongue in cheek here, and I purposely have my my bell turned off so that when the text box rings, nothing happens. So you can't play with me tonight on that one. Over.
Well, not a problem. I know that sounded badly, and I'm going to correct that. It's mostly for me, keeping me busy here so that I can monitor and enjoy the class as you guys are putting it out. And I'm just taking some pictures of the shack here on the goat locker, and thought if you wanted to share it, you're more than welcome to, but I sent them to you and John, my friend, WB5NFC, and we're really coming along quite a ways with getting things set up. You guys are doing a great job. Thanks for being there, and I guess I've got my turn next week as far as getting to share my knowledge. Back over to you, Gordon, W4RFJ, and hello to Miss Sunshine.
Okay. Thanks, Roger. Yes, sir, you and George, N070, are at the helm here next Sunday and Tuesday, and we appreciate you doing that, too. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, going back to business here, we are now moving on to T1 Delta 01. And that crisp question reads, with which countries are FCC-licensed amateur radio stations prohibited? That's underscored now, prohibited from exchanging communication. I'll read it one more time. Which countries are FCC-licensed amateur radio stations prohibited from exchanging communications? Now, there's a lot of hoop and holler here, you know, between the Alpha Bravo Charlie and Delta answers, but there's only one that is correct. And that is the A as in Alpha, and it reads, any country whose administration has notified the International Telecommunication Union, that's also known as the ITU, that it objects to such communication. Now, this is important for you guys to remember, guys and gals. The first thing here that is just a reminder that this ruling, the second thing when in operation mode is to have a listing of those who are off limits to the U.S. and further who allows third-party traffic. Now, this information is available by searching the internet, and in specific, looking at the ARRL website. And there's a lot of good information on that site, and that you can come up with a listing of who says yes and who says no when you're talking to DX, that's the countries outside of the United States, and whether you should be able to do this or not be able to do this. Very important. Make a copy is my recommendation. Keep it in the ham shack where it's handy, and then when you run across the station that you're wondering what you can do with, look them up. Any questions on this, please? KY6V, over. Okay, Kathy. You probably don't know this, but I do have a listing of these good guys and bad guys in the drawer if you ever need them over here, Kathy. Go ahead, KY6V.
All right, this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and my question is Tango 1 Delta 06, and it reads, what, if any, are the restrictions concerning transmission of language that may be considered indecent or obscene? And that's a very simple answer. Anywhere that involves me, whether it's school or amateur radio or anything, is if the answer is Bravo, any such language is prohibited. In other words, you know, keep your conversations clean or don't let me hear it. With that, a very simple answer there, Gordon, so I'm going to throw it back your direction so you can continue.
Yes, sir. And when the boss says, don't let me hear it, she means it. Thank you, Kathy. All right, we're moving on to T1 Echo 03. We are currently about 28 minutes into the hour, so we're doing very well. T1 E03 reads, who must designate the station control operator? Okay, now this is sort of an important area, too. The answers are the station licensee, the FCC, the frequency coordinator, or the ITU. Well, there's only one proper answer here, and that is A, as in alpha, the station licensee. I think the simplest way to think about this, guys and gals, is if it is your equipment and your license, you are responsible. Period, and end the quote. That one speaks for itself, too, Kathy, so I'm going to bump it right back to you. K6SUN from KY6V.
All right. Thank you so much, Gordon. And this is our final question for this evening, and I've enjoyed myself. I hope everyone else has enjoyed the session you've been with us. But this is our final question for Sunday evening. It's Tango 1. Echo 04, it reads, what determines the transmitting privileges of an amateur station? And the correct answer is Delta, the class of operator license held by the control operator. Once again, Delta is the correct answer, the class of operator license held by the control operator. You know, this, again, speaks for itself, only operation within the boundaries of your license. So, everyone, I want to thank you for allowing me to be one of your instructors tonight. I return to school tomorrow, or I should say the children return to me. So keep me in your thoughts as I begin another year. I have 18 12th graders, so it'll be an interesting year for me. So with that, Gordon, I'm going to turn it back to you in case you have any final comments, and then you can turn it over to Michael. But I'll see you guys back here on Tuesday.
All right. Thank you very much, Kathy. Do you hear that? Did you say 12? I thought you had 18 or something. 12th grade, but it was 18 of them, right? Yeah, at least at the moment. 18 of these senior dudes and dudeses or whatever, all in the classroom at the same time. My goodness gracious. All right, I just have a couple of parting comments, and I'm going to turn it over to you, Mike, for your comments and closure. You will notice that the information on the website contains a lot of study material and backup material that you folks should utilize, okay? So please take a look at that and get familiar with what's there, and you'll find it very helpful in your pursuits in the class. The next thing I want to mention is that we've already said that there's 424 questions. Let me buy a nickel. In the overall question pool. And if you look at the data that we put on the website for you, you will see that we have delineated, now there's a fancy word for saying that we put in there the questions that we recommend very strongly you look at in total for each of the classes that you're going to be running into. And there's going to be 8 classes in total, 4 weeks, 2 classes a week. So tonight, we covered an area that represents 56 questions, and that's all on the website, of the total of 424. Now, Tuesday night, we're going to be covering excerpts out of 62 questions, okay? So it's important that you look over those questions before the class so that if you have anything that's bothering you or something that you don't understand, you can bring it up either during the class or feel free to send us an email. and tell us where things stand and what you would like to get answered, and we'll respond just as quick as humanly possible. Okay, Mike, I'm going to throw it back there to Kansas. Say hello to Dorothy for me, KY6V to KD0CDQ.
In Kansas, they don't name their daughters that way. What two beautiful voices, don't you all think, between Gordon and Kathy. Gordon in his solid, rolling voice, and Kathy in a sweet voice, that those seniors should just melt. There's no way they can be angry at a sweet voice like Kathy's. Well, here we are. The first session is in the bag. And Tuesday night, same station, same time, we'll try this again. And really, all of those little points that Kathy and Gordon give you, they are so important. Important things like not memorizing A, B, C, D, but watch the flow of the question and the answer. Sometimes the flow isn't so as well done as it could be, but once you get the answer that matches the question, kind of get it in your brain. And we'll tell you some more hints later on as the course goes on, things that you can do better. It's not common sense. It's that somebody tells you what to do. So enjoy the classes. Enjoy the opportunity to communicate with so many lovely people across this country and to be able to help them in time of need and time of joy. That's all I have tonight, and it was good hearing Kathy and Gordon, and it was good hearing our little jokes. I was trying to think of an answer to that one about Tom Sawyer. All I can think of is frog radio, but I don't know how good frog radio would be on the Mississippi River. So everybody, God bless. Have a good night. Come back Tuesday night for some more of this apple or cherry pie, whatever you call it. This is KD0CDQ in sunny Kansas saying good night to all. That's it.
Da-dee-da-dee-da-da-dee-da, what do you hear over the air? CQ serenade. So you don't know just what it means. Dust your shoes off, shake out your jeans. Get on your feet, jump to the beat of CQ serenade.